Each year at Christmas, Vatican Radio asks leaders of Christian churches, ecclesial communities and charitable organisations to share their greetings and reflections on the significance of the season with listeners. This evening, we bring you a message from the Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams.
In the Christmas story in the Bible, the angel appears to the shepherds to tell them about the birth of Jesus and says that he brings them news that's going to be good news for all people. We're so used to hearing the words that we can forget what they mean. This is a story that's good news for everyone. And if it's really good news for everyone, it can't be a story of winners and losers, insiders and outsiders, us and them. Really taking the Christmas story on board is to go beyond all that. To let go of this compulsive human habit of thinking of everything in terms of conflicts that someone wins and someone loses, or competitions in which we have to get the better of them. Somehow, we need to believe that the love of God turned into flesh and blood in this baby in the stable is big enough, spacious enough for any and every human being, so that when we look at another person, our first thought should be, they're welcome in the stable, they're welcome in the place where God lives. Welcome doesn't mean that people don't change or don't need to change. It does mean that they can change when they're loved. A lot of the Christmas good news boils down to this, and it puts a fairly sharp challenge to our own reluctance to be welcoming people, whether it's a question of welcome to literal strangers like refugees, or of welcome to people who just aren't like us in their habits and ideas. But God's there ahead of us, as always. He has opened the door to everyone, and invited us all in, whether or not we like being in each other's company. If he loves all of us with no winners and losers, we have to learn how to do it. Otherwise, there's not much good news in a world of anxieties and fears and high walls between people. So may this Christmas be a time to discover God's welcome to you, and to discover that you can be a sign of welcome to others. That way, everyone wins. Every blessing and happiness to all listeners to Vatican Radio in this joyful season.